seems as though that combination did have a little problem in the spring, and they still do. And Andre had a little problem with it as well.
Chris Canty played a lot of defensive tackle. What does that mean in the early season this year?
Well, that's where he'll start out.
Interact and make sure the receiver understands what his adjustments are, what his responsibilities are. Push this down the road a ways before making drawing a conclusion.
Do you see Eli taking more of a leadership role with those receivers now that he's the veteran guy of that position?
He's taking a leadership role with those guys no matter whether he's a veteran or not. And that's his guy. They can reach you and he shows more ownership, that's what they're asking him.
Is it important to get out? Is it important to get those receivers, as many of the receivers as possible, first team reps to see how they fit with that group?
Well, it will. That'll happen. That'll happen naturally. We kind of cycle them through. But even this morning, some of the younger guys did end up in the second, and I don't know if they got any with the ones, but it'll happen. It'll happen.
Can I ask a quick question about Antonio Pierce? Given what he's going through today, how would you assess his mood and focus on the first day of training?
Outstanding. Couldn't wait to get here to practice. Couldn't wait to get into the football environment.
Have you been able to talk to him one-on-one about the situation?
No. I have. I did all that talking in the spring. Talked to him, I believe, just prior to his going before the grand jury and wished him well.
Tom, any concern about
Tom? No. You mean as far as just going one day?
No.
Yeah.
About the reason
he's going. I'm concerned anytime there's a guy that is held out for whatever reason, but I think this is more precaution than anything else.
Coach, you mentioned
Tom, what do you say to the team next as far as his expectation, the pressure on the first round pick and those expecting to kind of, do you take him aside and talk to him about that?
Well, not in those words, but you certainly are very encouraging of the young guys. For example, he came back in outstanding shape, and so we encouraged and we acknowledged that. You know, he's a kid that always has a smile on his face, which is a really good thing. You know, he's kind of a happy guy. He's got himself in good condition. He wanted definitely to be here. He didn't want to miss that first practice. So, as we move forward here and camp unfolds, I think on pretty much a daily basis, there'll be more information shared with him about what the expectation level is. But right now, those guys are, believe me, they're up to here with trying to learn what to do. You know, and that's the first thing. Comprehend all the things we're asking about.
What is the specific injury?
There's no injury.
What are the reasons?
Elbow guys in there, but no, I'm just kidding. We're just being prepared. We're taking the necessary precautions. Okay?